Welcome back to another episode of Let's Chop It Up, man. I'm Aaron.
I'm Bond.
Yeah, man, we're back with another episode, man. How y'all? How you feeling, homie?
Feeling good, boy. We got us a little shit there. Another little setup, you know what I'm saying? Another angle. Little scenery. Feel kind of good jumping in.
Yeah.
Sore shit over the whole week.
It's been a good lift workout week, man. We got in, we'll move at your own pace today. Did some calisthenic workout. We got a vlog coming. So definitely check that out. Always get good work when we go over there.
Hell yeah. Anywhere we've been, like the last couple groups we've been hanging out with.
Absolutely.
We're going to give them in a pod soon, but it's been good work. Good work. It's been good work people, good energy. It's been real cool.
Definitely. Obviously, we got some big fights.
I'm trying to
get home and watch the fights.
Today is the day we got to fight, so we try to hurry up. Yeah, lock in short notice, you know what I'm saying? But we still got to get a pod for y'all.
Definitely.
Can't skip that over.
Definitely. Definitely want to show up. Today's conversation will be about leading by example. Like,
leadership.
You know, don't be a big talker. Be a big doer. You know what I'm saying?
A lot of followers nowadays.
Yeah, it's a lot. Or it's following. Just people that just love to talk about what they're going to do and don't do it. You know what I'm saying? It's no action. It's just a lot of talking.
Why you think that is? That people just focus
People like the attention they get from, I'm finna do this and do this. And it's like, that shit don't never come into fruition. You know what I'm saying?
It seemed cool. Yeah. It seemed cool when you want to do something like, I want to be a leader. But when it comes down to it, they not trying to push it out there because if fear come with it. You know what I'm saying? Being a leader is because I think we kind of like romanticizing being a leader because being a leader is not something that's easy. Because if you make a decision and that decision is wrong, you got to be willing to accept that people going to criticize you.
Yeah, you really got to be okay the negative outcomes that are possible.
As your actions. Because, a lot of followers, they ain't going to make the decision, but they wait for a leader to make the decision rather than do it themselves. So when a leader messes up, they're going to be pointing the fingers. Why would you do that?
Right.
He's the bad person because he did that. But y'all could have put y'all in a position, self in a position to lead, but now y'all putting the blame on somebody else because it's easier to do that.
It's super easy. It's super easy not to take accountability for your actions.
Leaders take accountability.
Absolutely. I think that's the biggest thing. Like, not so much as like being a leader.
Yeah.
But like, what does it mean to you to lead by example?
That's different. That's a little difficult in itself. Because I want to say I lead by example. You know what I'm saying? I want to be able to tell people, if I want to tell somebody to do something, I got to be willing to do it myself. I got to be able to do the certain difficult tasks myself. And I think leading by example, not necessarily has to be diving into something that's difficult, but I think it should be hard and something that challenges you because it's hard to tell somebody else to, like if we're running a 10 mile, I can't tell you to do a 10 mile if I've never did one.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because how are they going to trust you? Mm-hmm. How am I going to believe that you can do it if I can't even do it or I never even tried to do it?
Yeah. I think for me, it's letting your work speak for itself.
Let your work speak
for yourself. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, I'm doing these things. This is documented. Mm-hmm. Or if, like, you seeing me do these, you know, these tasks. You know what I'm saying? I'm showing up, doing this. So that's why I can say, man, show up every day. You know, give it 100%. You know, I can say those things because that's what I'm actively doing. It, and I'm not talking about it. It's actual evidence.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Being able to support what you're telling people.
People come up to you and say, oh, he's been doing that every single day.
Exactly.
We've seen him do it. You ain't got to, like, say it. You know what I'm saying? You don't have to say every single time you see somebody new, oh, I did this, I did this, I did this.
Mm-hmm. And I think another reason people do that is because they want that clout.
Mm-hmm.
They want the praise, man. People get addicted
to
praise.
Yeah, they get
praise.
Like, yeah, addicted
us as human beings, we can't handle praise. You know, that ego just, you know what I'm saying, swell up. Now you just out here thinking your shit don't stink, you know.
Yeah.
Turn, you know. But yeah, I think that's a big reason why people do it. Because face it, like, we living in a world today where people, they love to troll just to get attention.
Hell yeah.
You know, they'll say some shit they probably don't even mean. Cause
never say,
yeah, you can be super tough behind a keyboard, you know what I'm saying? So you got people out here talking reckless.
Yeah.
You know, but I was just playing, you know, if you see them in person, but they just want the clout, you know what I'm saying?
I think leading by example is a lot more difficult than people think because it does not necessarily make you an outlier, but it does make you a different type of person because you're not going to be somebody that just tries to fit in so much. you want, if you have a goal in mind, let's say we go in there every single day, not every, right. like your whole, maybe your whole friend group don't do that. So you got to be able to willingly be different from everybody else. Mm. But a lot of times when people want to be different, they don't want to be too different. Because culture, like, we want to be different, but we still want to fit in.
Accepted.
You know what I'm saying? You want to be accepted. Shit, yeah. You want to be a little bit different. Like, if someone were to ask somebody, what makes you special? Well, I'm pretty. I do this and that. But you ain't going to be able to say something different. Like, oh, I have a mindset like nobody else. Yeah. I go in there single every single day. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It's something that's different from the rest of your friend group so you could fit in.
Yeah.
We not. I mean, I'm willing to say I don't go out of nothing like that. Or we have a mindset like no, like
that's true, though. You know, I really I think it's dope that you actually do what you say. Uh-huh. You know what I'm saying? Like the whole like not going out to party.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
You really like locked in.
Yeah.
Like you the first person I heard like really preaching the whole locked in, mm-hmm. locked in, and it shows. You know what I'm saying? Because like you be really really devoted to whatever yeah. you're doing. You know what I'm saying? Uh-huh. So that's something. That's a way of leading by example, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You ain't saying that and then like out here kicking it, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You actually like.
You ain't gonna see me do it without it.
Yeah, bro, like really be locked in, you know what I'm saying? And that's the cool thing about that. Like I could feed off of that, you know what I'm saying? Within my own personal life, like damn, bro, really doing mm-hmm. it. Let me try this, you know what
yeah,
I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah. That's why I like thing. Our like going into like our like workout vlogs. Mm-hmm. That's why I like to keep it raw. We don't go in there so much. With like something in mind to record, we just go in right. there and start recording. Because I complain every single day.
That's true.
I complain. I ain't trying to be there. Mm-hmm. But it's that discipline we.
I don't think people think we for real when we say like, man, I don't want to be here right
bro,
now.
Bro, every video we go through, I ain't trying to be there. I'm like, Aaron, nah. I ain't trying to see your face today.
Yeah.
I don't feel like recording. I don't feel like talking. But that's
it really
these are really the good. Thoughts that go on my head. It just it really I'm voicing good. Out because the camera's around. But these are this really goes on in people's head. That's that discipline.
It's true though. Yeah,
you're not gonna be motivated every day.
Especially Friday. You check out the vlog Friday. He was on one. You bro, know what I'm saying, bro? Didn't even want to give me a dap.
I still ain't doing.
No, you did. It was just one.
On oh camera. Yeah, yeah. But that's what
it
like
on camera.
Like some people would feel like that doesn't look cool when you saying you're like not so much insecurities, but oh, I don't feel like doing this. I don't feel like doing that.
Yeah.
They wanted to see the finished outlook. Oh, I just did mm-hmm. all this. They just want to see the finished workout. Oh, I can do this. It's easy. Just yelling at you. Let's go. Let's do it. Let's die for yeah. this. That's not always going to be the case.
It's
you know
not,
what I'm saying?
Man. It's really not. What's the way? Well, shit. We can kind of touch on that. How important, though, is it just to let your actions speak versus talking?
Because
you can always, like, you can say what you're going to do.
Anybody
like,
can talk.
Yeah, like, anybody can talk. But, like, how important is it to, like, really show up and actually be about what you say you're about?
I think it's more, like, so much internally because you can, it kind of, like, motivates yourself, like, okay, I just did this. I'm really actively mm-hmm. doing this. Now, it's more like a recognition factor. Like, if someone were to come up to me and say, like, oh, shit, you doing all this? Good job. It could be months on end that I've been doing this hard work with no results. Yeah. Nobody congratulated, nothing like that. But now when that first person comes in, like, we've been shooting this pod. Now people come up to us like, oh, shit, y'all doing y'all thing.
Low key, that's
like,
a good feeling.
But we've been recording, not specifically the pod, but we've been recording for a full year.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? When it was destroyed videos, they were ass. But we still locked in, buckled down, didn't want to do it, and we still recorded. Mm-hmm. We were leading by example. We didn't say, oh, we the best people. You know what I'm saying? Right. Damn!
I thought I had my
damn!
On
the pod, bro. We
said
D&D.
And I'll be the main one. Like, man, turn y'all phone on vibrate.
I stay on D&D.
But yeah.
But I think most people should lead by example because I think if you don't, and you just such and such a talker, you're gonna start to believe the things that you're saying, but you never did.
Or and people gonna look at you different.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because all you known for is talking. You don't do. You mm-hmm. just talk. You know, and it's, man, I really hate that for today's generation
because
everybody just want to make things sound good. Mm-hmm. But what are you really willing to put in to achieve?
Yeah, yeah.
You
how
know,
much are you willing to do?
People lose sight of that. Like, we was talking about that with old boy from Move at Your Own Pace today. Mm-hmm. People be looking at the finish line instead of the road to get there. And I think that's, like, a very important thing that we need to start doing, looking at the road mm-hmm. it takes to get there before you just start talking, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Cool, you can, I'm not saying you can't have conversations with people like me and you, I tell you things that I want to do.
Yeah, yeah. What you know what I'm saying? Do,
that
yeah.
I want to try to step out mm-hmm. to achieve, but I'm not telling the world. I ain't mm-hmm. finna be on Facebook like, yeah, make sure y'all, you know, stay tuned. I'm doing this. I'm finna
so
be doing this.
So many people do that. I hate that. I see it every time on reality. Notes, on a story.
Yeah.
But you're not actually doing that. You over here smoking and drinking, but mm-hmm. you want to be the best at a certain craft, but you haven't started your craft yet.
Absolutely.
It's been months on end and months on end that you've been saying, I'm going to do this.
Yeah.
But where have you started? You don't have to start no grand. You don't need a whole bunch of money to start. You could start anything. You could start, if you're trying to record, you could start with a phone. Mm-hmm. If you're trying to work out, you could start, move at your own pace. He said, you don't need all that. You got a bar, you could just work out right then and there.
That's it.
But people think, oh, they see the finished product and they trying to get it to replicate that without going through all the challenges, the hardship, how difficult it is in your head. Like, oh, absolutely. Shit, maybe this ain't work. I don't feel like doing it so much. Yeah. Doing it every single day, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because you going to have that battle with self.
It's going.
It's like that never leaves us. They you
try
know,
to, people try to skip over that.
Exactly. You can't, bro. You have to like legit battle yourself uh-huh. every day. Every day. Whenever you putting into action. Mm-hmm. And I think that's another thing that, you know, it's so easy to tell yourself, I don't gotta do that today.
It's so you know easy. I could do it tomorrow.
I'm not even gonna lie. So I battled easy. Myself today when I showed up to move at your own pace. Because in my head, bro. And what did I tell you I wanted to do after we got done working out?
Go to bed?
No. What did I tell you? I said, you going home after this? And what did I tell you?
You go eat?
We're going to get some ramen. I'm like, bro,
one or two things.
Yeah. I was not going to go over there today. If you didn't call me back, I was like, I'm going to slide to see if they over there. Because you didn't answer at first, but then you called back. And I'm like, okay, cool. I'm going to just go.
Same thing, bro.
I had to battle myself because I wanted to go get some ramen so bad. Anybody that know me know I love some ramen, some sushi. I was ready to just go.
Hey, if y'all are sushi, sponsor my boy. He needs some sushi.
You know what I'm saying?
Come on. It's a lifetime supply.
I'm going to get a sushi tattoo. But, yeah, bro, I really had to battle myself, man, because – I know when I go over there, I'm finna have to work.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So it's like, okay, cool. Let me go get this work. You know what I'm saying?
It's like you go get it. Everything wrong goes on your head.
Mm-hmm.
Like when I wasn't gonna show up, I was thinking Aaron ain't gonna be there because if y'all watch our vlogs, we kind of have to switch off the camera so you get each party working out. So I was like, fuck, I'm not gonna be able to get recorded. So I was like, okay, maybe I'll just miss today and say, oh, Aaron ain't here. And right. That's my built-in excuse to not show up.
That built-in excuse.
But I said, no, I'm going to just show up anyway. If it works, it doesn't. I'm going to still get the work off camera.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to just go. And then you ended up pulling up, and then it was like a really good video. You know what I'm saying? But we battle that all the time. For little things, that's what people understand. They think they'll save up. Oh, this ain't that big of an issue, so I'm just going to load up. Until it's a big situation. And now they want to try hard, but it's harder than they thought because they didn't do all the regular steps to try hard. You know what I'm saying? Waking up. Brush your teeth every night.
Yeah.
Or I can skip over. I don't have to do it. But that's all discipline. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
It all boils down to discipline, man.
It's all discipline.
You got to hold yourself accountable, and you got to just do it, you know?
You got to be able to lead by example without people looking at you.
Exactly. You got to not – don't look for outside praise.
Yeah.
You know, because some people, that's their only fuel source.
Yeah.
You know, it's good to get recognition, mm-hmm. but that shouldn't be your sole fuel.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, hell yeah.
That got to come from within. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? You got to have that willpower to say, I'm going to do this if nobody ever say anything to mm-hmm. me for my actions right now.
You got
to
be able to do this for a year, 2 years, 3 years. Even if you don't get the recognition or you don't get to the point where you want to get to, you know what I'm saying? You got to be able to do that every single day and still be motivated with yourself.
That's
I'm improving. You can't wait. I can't do something. I'm waiting for that one girl to say something about it. Come on, man.
Right. Right.
When she gonna like my story?
Right.
I'm doing all this.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And then she get real. A dude. Then what? You know what I'm saying?
That's real, bro. Like, what was I finna tell you? Damn, I lost my train.
I saw people,
this is what I was going to tell you. I blocked out praise so much that it's kind of hard for me to accept compliments. Mm. I don't know how to take compliments sometimes. Mm. Like, whenever somebody be like, damn, bro, you know, you've been in the gym going on. I say, man, and I know they've been in it too. I'm like, man, likewise, you killing it.
Yeah,
you know, I hurry up and, like, give it right back. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Not that I don't appreciate it. Mm-hmm. Like, I genuinely appreciate it.
Yeah.
But it's just like, I don't look for those things so much so. And I guess maybe that because maybe at one point I was probably looking for that. Were. And now it's like I done blocked it out and just been like trying to dive in just with me, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. And I don't, it's weird for me to take compliments. I don't really know
how to do it. I'm already knowing the same way. I even like when we do a post or something like that, I'll be turn off the likes or I'll turn off notifications. We post that every day. I turn off the notifications. Yeah. I ain't trying to see it.
Because that can become a real thing, bro, like getting so caught up on likes. Like, I know people that if they don't get a certain amount of likes, they delete it.
Archiving.
Yeah.
Like, come on,
they
bro.
Delete the post. You know what I'm saying? You be like, damn, you know.
That's just a certain amount of people not seeing them. They probably don't even talk to that many people.
Mm-hmm.
What's the point that you get a million, I'm just going to say the biggest number. You get a million likes. But out of that million, out of that not, like, you ain't going to talk to probably like 100 people.
Right.
At most. Mm. 100 people, like close contact. So those, you're getting recognition from people you don't even know. Just strangers.
Yeah.
That probably don't even have your best interest. They just thought it was a good picture. Or maybe you would
just. It'd be shit so like little. Like if they don't get 10 likes, they'll delete it. Like 10 is they set number. And if it don't get at least 10. They, you know what I'm saying? For more like realistic, you know, because everybody ain't got a big following.
For sure.
Don't get 10, like it's over with. Go ahead, scrap that one. It wasn't good enough.
Fuck
it. You know what I'm saying? Uh-huh. Like, it don't matter.
It don't matter.
It really don't matter.
It's just what your intentions are putting out there. You know what I'm saying? If you were on a vacation, you had a good vacation. Okay, I'm going to post this because I like the pictures. I had a really great vacation.
Right.
I'm going to just show everybody where I was at. Rather than, I'm going to post these pictures. I know I'm going to get likes for this shit.
Mm.
I know I'm going to get some follows.
You know, I've always said that. I'm like, man, do people be doing things genuinely for themselves? Or do they do it for the picture that will receive praise once they post it?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, damn, that's really real as hell.
Yeah. I don't feel like people really go to places for they self, they own enjoyment. Reason being, because
that is cool. That people
is come back from vacations and be like, I don't know how I'm going to pay this. I don't know how I'm going to pay this. Yeah. But you just went out here and did all this. Was that like a real, genuine thing you did? Uh-huh. Or was you just like, yeah, I'm going to kill him when I take these pictures?
Yeah, that's,
when
that's
I post
real
these
shit.
Pictures.
A lot of people go out and their whole trip is, let's go here. I want to take a picture here. Mm-hmm. Let's go to this spot. I want to take a picture here. Take a video.
It's more of a flex reason why you went out there.
You shouldn't have to be on your phone right at the Instagram post or whatever the post. That's at the end of the trip. Let's just see the pictures I got. And let's like build a post for it. Rather than I'm going out there every, I'm on my phone the entire trip.
I gotta post something every day.
Yeah, I gotta be on the entire trip. I gotta be taking pictures the whole time rather than actually looking and enjoying the trip. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people don't even enjoy the trip.
That's what I be thinking. It has to take away from your real enjoyment.
Put your phone down.
Yeah, because I'm not too much worried. I'm trying to make sure I still do this motherfucker. Is this motherfucker still here?
When you know you got to say, "Damn, my phone still." That's when you know you ain't all that. Yeah.
You know, because like. But that's the world we live in, man. Like people, they care about praise. You know, they want to be the one with the biggest clout. You know what I'm saying? Look how many people all of a sudden got blue check marks on their Instagram.
Oh my God, what's they added that fuck shit to buy the check marks? I was like,
everybody
no way. Everybody started buying that shit.
You know what I'm saying? They ain't never that serious.
Because they saw that shit on influencers or those athletes or those famous people, and they had the blue checks. Now they want to become that person.
They want to be like that. You know, they mimicking their lives.
They thought it was a fast track. Yeah. I'm going to just get a blue check. Now I fast track my whole life. Now I'm one of them. I can be a celebrity now. Rather than actually doing all the years of effort that they did, you're going to try to skip the line. You can't just
That's
skip
not
the
reality.
Line. That's not reality.
It's not reality, man. My dad always put it best. He was like, he used to say this to us when we would be like fucking up and shit.
Mm-hmm.
Or like, you know, just, you know, not in tune with reality, like you're living in the dream world, Neo. You know what I'm saying?
Damn.
And that's what a lot of people,
living
like that. You
living
know what
in
what
the
saying?
Dream
they,
world,
they
Neo.
That
that's
they plug right into the matrix, you know what I'm saying? That false reality.
Yeah.
And they looking for all the glitz and glamour, the so-called fame and
praise.
Yeah. You know, because people with being Instagram famous. That's like a real badge of honor in certain people.
I got this such and such.
Absolutely.
Okay, that's cool. But
yeah. It's like, man, what's your reality look like, though? That's what I'm more worried about with myself. You know what I'm saying? But you can tell certain people, like, that's enough. You know what I'm saying?
That's enough. They satisfied with
it. Yeah. That drives them. You know what I'm saying?
Just having people just like your
real
shit.
Life.
Comment.
Real life.
It's cool, but, like, I think the overall craft that we do, like our content and our overall content, what we're doing and how we're growing with the content, is way more impactful than just hope.
It is.
Having subscribers is cool. You know what I'm saying? That's the idea. That's the goal. But that's like more of down the line. Mm-hmm. Every video we post, we're getting better at something.
See, we're not worried about the end goal. Mm-hmm. We're more worried about the groundwork.
How we can make this better. So it's like,
even when we fail at something, okay, boom, I fell down. Yeah. Okay, let me get back up.
Yeah.
I'm trying to figure it out. Mm-hmm. And I get more enjoyment out of that. It may not be a feel-good moment all the time because mm-hmm. – not gonna lie, a couple episodes ago, we had ran into some shit, and I was just like, fuck. You know, my whole, like, mental was just shifted that day, but that was a great moment. You know what I'm saying? I can look back on that, and I'm thankful for that. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I'm thankful for that fail, because mm-hmm. we was able to pivot. We move different now. You know what I'm saying? We can change how we do things, and it took us to a next step.
Yeah, real adversity.
You know what I'm saying?
Real
now adversity. We had another step, you know, and I think people don't want that. They want to look like, oh, I ain't never take no loss. You know what I'm saying? I did mm-hmm. this shit all first rip. I did this. And it's like, nah, that's not reality, bro.
That's not reality.
That's not reality. You know, you was taking the L's as a baby. You didn't know how to walk. Mm-hmm. You fell and bust your ass a couple times, but you kept at it. Pretty soon you start running. You know what I mean? I think we get away from that. We don't keep the simplicity mm-hmm. of what was already there, what was already working. If you just keep showing up, practicing, mm-hmm. man, you gonna master it.
Like
whether it's good or bad, you know what I'm saying?
Like with the channel and stuff, we've been through like real adversity. Like mm-hmm. besides the Instagram getting deleted, you know where the channel was gone at one point?
We could have
stopped right then and there. You know what I'm saying? It was like
and real I knew adversity. That was stressing you out because uh-huh. like when you couldn't get it back. You had developed a bald spot in your head. I said, damn. I said, you that stressed out.
He's playing, bro.
I knew it was real, man.
But if y'all was, like, y'all can always go back and watch. But when that happened, we had to make a real pivot. We didn't quit. You mm-hmm. know what I'm saying? It was like, fuck, I was stressing.
Yeah.
I was like, damn, what the fuck are we going to do? But rather than just say, fuck it, we just ain't going to do it no more, or just quitting on it together. Mm-hmm. We continue to do it.
We continue to make the videos.
You know? We continue to post. When Instagram was gone, fuck it. We're going to post on something else. Post on other platforms. Make other accounts. You know what I'm saying? We're going to persevere and kept pushing. You know what I'm saying? But that's real adversity. A lot of people will quit right there.
Absolutely.
And I'm just glad, like, just looking back at it. At the time, hell nah.
Yeah.
But just looking back at it, like, we've been through some real adversity.
And it's cool just to even be able to look back, man. Like, that's a cool ass thing because you see what you once was and now you here. Mm-hmm. And that's not the end.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Okay, what else can we achieve if we keep on our path? If we stay on our journey, what else can we achieve? And that's the real joy and satisfaction of the whole thing.
Yeah.
Because it opens so many doors that you probably wouldn't even think that you'd have been doing. Like, you know, I be enjoying this shit. You know what I mean?
Hell yeah.
I enjoy it. We're not never too big headed to mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? Like, are we at the top? We the best. Like, nah, hell.
Because I think in general, like on an outside look, we are leading by example a lot. Mm-hmm. Like, we are, I don't want to say leaders, but we are leading by example for every step.
That's what I wanted to take away from the two. Uh-huh. Like, not so much as being a leader, but just leading by example.
We are leading by example a lot in anything mm-hmm. we do. You know what I'm saying? Even with the pod, all the topics we talk about in the pod, mm-hmm. just us working out, we jumping in. And then it's more like realistic because in the vlogs, we're complaining all day because that's how it's going to actually be. It's not going to be, oh, we just walked in, we motivated mm-hmm. to the tip of the iceberg. Yeah, some days we motivated. I'm like, oh, I'm ready to get in. You got the new machine. Right. I was ready to get in there. You know, you was ready to get in.
Yeah, just for that one day.
Yeah, for that one day. But every other day ain't going to be motivating. You know what I'm saying?
You see, I won that this late day.
But even with that, even with the challenges and the mindset not being the greatest, mm-hmm. we still do it. We still get it done.
Absolutely.
And we're going to come in the next day. Absolutely. You know what I'm saying? And I think a lot of people need to start taking that into account.
Yeah.
Don't skip the line because you ain't going to be able to skip the line. You're not going to be able to skip the line. It's going to be difficult, you know, but.
Damn. You let me know if you think this is a cool analogy.
What?
Just like your ABCs, you had to say every letter. You ain't go A, F, D. You know what I'm saying? No.
Uh-huh.
No,
yeah, you know okay.
You didn't jump over to the letters. Yeah. You had to go letter by letter. Uh-huh. It's the same with life. You got to go step by step.
Yeah.
journey by journey, you know, process after process. That's how it is. You can't just be like A, F,
That's H, for anything. Even G, like no,
you can't do that. You can't skip the line. You can't skip the line. Mm-hmm. You have to do what it is. You have to do it. You know what I mean? Do you think people let not receiving the praise affect their action? Like, oh, I'm finna do this. But if ain't nobody like, oh, okay, bro, that's gonna be what's up. Ain't no action behind it now.
And that's why I think they don't want to lead by example, because it has to be some type of reward quick from
instant reward.
Instant reward from some people. Somebody has, they have to get instant reward, some gratification for it. We'll do something and it'll take months before we get somebody to like say something. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Maybe 2 months, 3 months, even a year for some people. Some people have been following me for a year, but they haven't given me recognition until now. You know what I'm saying? Oh, like, they said the channel. Oh, yeah, I like y'all channel. Yeah. I like what y'all doing.
Because you can't deny the work.
Yeah, you can't deny the work.
You can't deny the work.
Can't deny the work.
You can't deny the work.
You can't do it. Mm-hmm. And I just think people, it's just their outlook of it. They're not looking at it to grow themselves.
Mm-hmm.
It's just for
momentary acceptance from other people. And the quicker you can get out of that, the better you can just continue to work to be your best self. Because I feel like that's something that ain't over until you you gone. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We should always be striving to elevate each other. You know what I'm saying? Ourselves, you know what I'm saying? You should always be in a process of evolution within yourself, trying to be the best you. And it's work. But if you can just be 1% better, man, something so little got great outcomes.
Yep.
Got great outcomes.
All right, yeah, I'm trying to keep this type of segment in for a lot of episodes, especially if it's something like a topic like this. So I went into Instagrams and I put some notes. Whenever I put someone on notes, respond. Because your response might get chosen, you know what I'm saying? It'd be cool, you know?
Right.
Hey, we think about y'all stuff. But, all right, I'm not going to say too many names. Cause
matter of fact, let us know if you want us to shout you out or whatever. Yeah, yeah. You know what I'm saying?
All right, so for the first one, the question I put was, why are most people followers rather than leaders? Which was a little bit off of the topic, too much. But
no, it corresponds. It corresponds.
The first one was, leadership often comes with pressure, accountability, and risk. Many people prefer the safety and comfort of following because it feels less stressful. On Folks Num Grave. You know who that was. You know who that was. You know who that was.
Yeah, you told me who it was. On Folks Num Grave is crazy, bro.
It was like, I was like really like
that. It was like mad intelligent. Yeah, that was cool. And then it just went.
And then he said, "Oh, Folks Num Grave." Now it's like, what are you trying
to
do?
Shout out to Cuz.
All right. For the next one, we got two more. Cause a lot of people don't know how to lead, and also because how they were raised.
Yeah,
which is true.
Yeah,
which is true. Now, a lot of people don't know how to lead. Like, they don't. Or even lead by example. A lot of people don't know how to lead by example. They kind of think, like we were talking about before, that what they're doing is good. Because I think a lot of people get confused with influence, like an influencer or whatever, and actual knowing how to lead or what it means to lead. Because a lot of people think having a following means you're leading by example. I think if you're just doing, like, it depends on what you're doing to actually, like, improve or to grow. You know what I'm saying? Like, just because you went viral off doing, like, a dance thing. Mm-hmm. You're more following the trend rather than being a leading by example. Exactly. And then people get confused. They think, oh, this dude is doing all these dances. He knows how to lead.
Mm-hmm.
Or he's leading by example. I'm going
to
do what he does.
It has nothing to do with it.
Yeah. You're just following a trend. I think people get confused, especially, like, online.
Yeah, I agree.
All right, this one's a longer one. This is the last one.
All right.
Because if they stand out, then all eyes would be on them. They love to see people watch them win, but not when they fuck up, so they would rather blend in, not knowing that fucking up is part of the game and how to get better. They care too much of what nobody is thinking. Leaders encourage fucking up until you get it, and followers laugh at leaders saying you wouldn't have messed up if you wasn't trying to be something you're not.
I agree with that. That go back to what we was just saying. A lot of people don't want to show the fuck ups.
Yeah, yeah.
Not knowing that it's like, it's value in your fuck up, because you mm-hmm. can look back and be like, okay, this is where I went wrong at.
Yeah.
This is where I went wrong. Okay, next time I'm gonna do this. Mm-hmm. You can learn your maneuver, how to maneuver. Yeah.
How to not do it again. Yeah,
people, and that's a big thing in its own thing. People are very afraid of failure. Because yeah. they want everybody to think it's win, win, win. All I do is win, win,
yeah,
win.
Yeah, but that's not real reality. Shit. Real shit.
You know what I'm saying? You gonna go through losses. You gonna go mm-hmm. through failures. And it's for your own benefit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's for your own benefit because you learn.
Because it's not perfect. It's not perfect. You just think mm-hmm. you're not going to fail or anything. Failure comes, or hardship, or things that are difficult do come. You know what I'm saying? Especially trying to grow. And a lot of people, when they're trying to lead by example, in case they don't know how, mm-hmm. it's that I might be criticized or I might not look good to a certain group. They might right. not like what I'm doing, because right. a lot of times when you're trying to lead by example, and especially if you're just starting out, people ain't gonna look at it fondly. You know what I'm saying? They'll be criticized. You're like, what is he doing? Like, if you just started your journey to like become sober, mm-hmm. and the rest of your friends is drinking all the time, they went, damn, why you ain't drinking? You sure you don't want to drink? Are you lame?
I hate that.
Are you lame? That. Because the start of your journey, before you even get your reps in, mm-hmm. with your own pace, before you get your reps in, people ain't gonna acknowledge what you're doing. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? And you're not gonna be considered lead by example until you have those things under yeah. your belt. But to Absolutely. Start, you're going to be criticized. People ain't going to look at you fondly. But you have to be willing to accept that if you're trying to.
Absolutely. Because I feel like everybody, like when we look at stuff and it's from the ground level, somebody mm-hmm. just starting out, yeah. we judge it with the eyes like it was a professional.
Yeah, like a professional.
Production mm-hmm. team behind this, let's just say content.
He ain't never.
You know what I'm saying? We judge it from that perspective. Mm-hmm. But it's like, we don't have all that. Uh-huh. You don't have a cameraman. Yeah. You don't have all the software, the camera technology that they got.
Cameras.
Yeah, you don't have that. So it's like, let that person go through their journey. Fuck up. Mm-hmm. Make that ugly ass yeah. shit. You know what I'm saying? Because it's going to better you in the mm-hmm. long run. You know what I'm saying? Just like with us. Our first videos as. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, even still, we still have to be mindful of certain things. But now we got things we look out for.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Okay, we did this. This is a fuck up. How can we move better? What did we learn from this? You know,
yeah.
it's all that come into play.
Mm-hmm.
And that, you know what I'm saying? That, man, that's a good thing, bro. You got to be Hell okay yeah. with that, because it's lessons there. It's lessons there. Think of it as drop money. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Go back, pick that up, because I got some value from that. You mm-hmm. know what I'm saying? Let me go pick that dollar up. It's a lesson.
People, you know? People want to chase individuality and be special. Mm-hmm. But when it comes down to it, they're going to right into being someone as a follower. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? They'll rather not take all that difficulty and all that responsibility and being accountable to be someone that leads by example.
Absolutely.
You know, especially if you're leading by example, or technically saying you're leading by example, and mm-hmm. you mess up, and now they're going to be looking at you like, oh, he messed up. Oh, I knew he wasn't going to do it.
Right.
I knew he wasn't going to be able to do yeah. it. I told him that before and he shouldn't have did it. Yeah. But rather than understand that, all the stuff he did in that time period, he grew. Mm-hmm. Now he won't make that mistake no more. Exactly. Maybe that'll help him with the next thing he tries to do.
Exactly.
But they don't see it like that.
They don't. They just super judgmental. Mm-hmm. And because you ain't succeed.
Yeah, because you ain't succeed.
People will be happy with your downfall.
I ain't doing. You ain't doing.
Right. People will be happy with your downfall. You know what I'm saying? Cause, and that come from a self-hate, in my impression, mm-hmm. in my opinion, because you ain't doing nothing.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't want to see nobody else
yeah.
achieving what you ain't achieving
yeah.
or working towards what you ain't working towards. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, that's some self-hate on, you yeah. know, my opinion. Yeah. But, man, good conversation,
that
man.
That was a great conversation.
Good conversation, man. We appreciate y'all tuning in to another episode. We finna get up out of here. Gotta go watch these fights, man.
Yeah, yeah. Make sure y'all like, comment, subscribe, bro.
Lead by example. Be a big doer, not a big talker. Peace, y'all.